anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor West.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Dr. Katie Meyer.
Here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney at CRN, our network, and she will put you on the line with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by VitaCraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. And Lick and Lap by VitaCraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats are definitely going to fall in love with. It's free of artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives. Lick and Lap is available at VitaCraft.us, Walmart.com, or you can find it in pet stores. Also, don't forget Good Pets Foods natural supplement treats for your dog. They will love those as well, and plus they're good for them. And you can find them at goodpetsfoods.com. And if you put the word pets in the promo box, you'll get 10% off. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. You can also find us on Alexa at CRN4 TuneIn. Also at TalkinPets.com, Listen Live, and Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. This is Talkin' Pets.
Too many TV dramas about doctors and their doctor pals, but not nearly enough about doctors of animals. So let's start a TV drama all about vets. Oh yes, let's start a TV drama show about vets. It would be so entertaining.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. You know, it's interesting, Dr. Katie, because that song is kind of right because of the fact that, you know, you always see these dramas on TV about people, but when you consider the fact that the pet industry is a $150 billion a year industry, and the majority of people in the world have pets, whether a dog, cat, whatever they may have, why isn't there like a drama or even a comedy or like a good comedy, but more so a drama? Because as a vet yourself, you have to deal with a lot, and you are an emergency vet, which is like comes in the door and you're not expecting it. So you got to know firsthand. And I think people would, I mean, there's Animal Planet and so on and so forth, but on main channels where it's maybe not cable and you don't have to pay $1 million to watch cable, and it's on a network channel that everybody has, like, get the hint, CBS, NBC, ABC, or Fox, and maybe they could use Dr. Katie on there to be, like, the emergency vet. But it's like things like that. I think a lot of people would tune into that because they want to know.
Those reality shows like Dr. Pole,
yeah.
And then there's that Dr. K who did exotic animals.
Yeah, I met Dr. Pole actually a couple of times. Nice guy.
There's Dr. Doolittle.
That's old.
You could remake that, though.
That was a movie.
Yeah, but you can make it a show.
You could. But I want to see one like on a main network. I mean, because a lot of people don't literally have the money to subscribe to, like, I know, personally speaking, I got rid of my cable. I couldn't afford it anymore. So I just have the basic network channels. But I don't recall seeing like a vet show on one of those.
Like ER or Grey's Anatomy or one of those shows.
And they could very easily do it the same way in terms of like, you know, you have the emergency on animals, but you're also delving into the lives
of the owners and the people who work there.
And it doesn't necessarily like, okay, so here's the theme. You have a live show, and it's real in regards to the like surgeries and the recommendations and all of that. But maybe their lives are a little bit more dramatized. But then again, I know a lot of vets and trainers and even myself. Drama, drama, drama.
Maybe it's hard to do a show like that because of the pets. Like, to get all these pets for every single, like, if you have a season, to get all these actor
pets,
the amount of animals that you would need, and to get them to cooperate, and to be, like, an actual show like that.
But that's part of the drama, though. I mean, you are bringing in animals, you know, right then and there, and you have qualified, legitimate veterinarians that would do the practice, and, you know, I think that would be of interest to people.
I used to have shows like that on Animal Planet.
Yeah, well, that's right.
But it's not like a drama. It's not a fake show.
Yeah.
Scrubs, right. ER, the Grey's Anatomy, that's fake.
But that's what I was saying earlier, though. All of those are pay channels.
Yeah.
So to put it on a network where, you know, people can actually watch it or see it. And then, you know, they do have something similar, maybe, and then they shove it onto, like, a weekend programming lineup rather than make inserting it into like even a half hour program during prime time, you know, and I think sponsors would jump on that like crazy. Now that I've given the idea, give us a call. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. I was actually going to do something on the line of Survivor and Kids, a show, and I presented it to Animal Planet and Nat Geo. They were interested. One was going to pick it up, and then they decided that they just didn't have the funding for it. But
so it was going to be a Survivor, but with children?
Yeah, with children and their dogs.
Nice.
So that was kind of like the theme that I wanted, and I was working it out with one, Jane, actually, from Survivor. She was the dog trainer that was on there years ago, and she had a big camp and everything like that for dogs and so on and so forth, and she just passed away, Jane did, Jane Bright. So sad to see that Jane went that way, and you know, she was only 70, 71. That's young. But speaking of, we were supposed to have Alex Miller on the show from American Idol today. And last time Nashville lost power or whatever. And now this time, sad to say, his drummer was murdered from his band. And it ended up being the stepson murdered his drummer. So Alex is at a funeral today. So he's not able to make it with this, understandably. So watch for him again, but he'll be coming on in the next couple weeks. But, by the way, if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last weekend were... So your top five movies as of last week, I am not surprised on this at all. Maybe slightly surprised, only because of which one was number one and which one was number two. But Lilo and Stitch made $208 million in 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
And rightfully so. Did you see it yet?
No, I'm going to go on Monday.
It's great. I mean, I loved it. It's a live action, you know, with Lilo and Stitch, the Disney film. Wow.
I've heard that they've made some changes that I am not looking forward to, but I want to see it for myself before I make
opinions.
They
did make some changes and everything versed on the cartoon. But $208 million in 1 week. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Mission Impossible, everybody thought that was going to be the big winner of the week. It ended up being number two, at $91 million. And they put a lot into that movie. I screened that one, and yeah, there was a lot into it. But I don't know, I kind of like the last one a little bit better than that one. But supposedly it's Tom Cruise's last one. Number three was Final Destination, Bloodlines. It's made $99 million in 2 weeks. It was pretty good, pretty much on the same line as the other ones. A little different, though. The script was a little different. Number four, Thunderbolts, which I loved. But it only made $176 million in 4 weeks, which I'm really surprised because it's really worth seeing. And the big one out there that's doing extremely well is Sinners, with Michael B. Jordan. $261 million in 6 weeks. It's doing great. It's got a great buzz as well, I heard. Didn't see it myself, but you can check out my movie reviews at talkinpets.com, T-A-L-K-I-N, pets.com. Click on movie reviews, and you can read my reviews there or on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. But once again, I'm John Patch.
Dr. Katie Meyer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
When we come back, we got a story from Lexi Adams. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
In the know, I'm Janet Simmons. BuzzRx medical advisor, Dr. Cedric Jamie Rutland, pulmonary, critical care, and internal medicine physician, shares how you can stay healthy and save money this allergy season.
Spring is notorious for high pollen levels, which can be especially difficult for people with seasonal allergies. Treatment often involves avoiding known allergens and using antihistamines, decongestants, or corticosteroid nasal sprays.
Asthma treatment focuses on controlling airway inflammation and preventing flare-ups.
Using inhaled corticosteroids or rescue inhalers may be a part of your asthma control routine. Check out BuzzRx, a simple solution for saving money on prescription medications. It's a free prescription discount card and app service that allows users to save up to 80% on their medications.
People with a monthly prescription refill can save an average of $1,100 annually. Download the BuzzRx app or visit BuzzRx.com to learn more.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to KahanapaliResort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Kaanapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to KahanapaliResort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I Resort.com. The Kahanapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
A family of killer whales has been hunting seals near the Farne Islands. The pod of orcas were spotted by passengers on board a tourist boat traveling around the islands of the Northumberland coast. William Scheel, who runs the boating company, said he saw the orcas whip a seal out of the water and believes they were teaching their calves how to hunt. They were by the island and they were feeding on the gray seals, which I guess is not a pretty sight, he said. But the seals on the island are at record numbers now, and those are their predators. I guess it's one way of controlling their numbers. Mr. Scheel, 52, said he was working on the boat since he was 16, but had only seen the orcas twice before, and each sighting was in 2025. This time, they were between 6 and 8, including about 4 calves. Mr. Scheel said a Tyneside family had joined them on the boat and told him they had recently booked a trip to Iceland to try and view orcas. They've looked for killer whales all their lives, so they were over the moon, he said. Mr. Scheel thinks the orcas will become more regular visitors to the region. The Farne Islands are home to one of the biggest colonies of gray seals on the east coast of England. Thousands of gray seals live in the area, and about 3,000 pups are born each year. Mr. Scheel said the strength of the seal colony might lead to more encounters with orcas in the future. I've got a feeling we might start to see this as a little bit more often because they're probably got a taste for it, and they're a good food source for them, he said. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talking Pets. I'm Lexi Adams.
Is that the term for them? They're now called orcas?
I don't know.
I don't know where you got the orcas from.
I don't know. That's just what my mouth said.
Maybe porkers, but...
Orcas.
You ever see, like, on some of the specials with orcas, that the way they hunt seals is, like, the seal would be up on, a patch of ice... And basically, they'll work in groups, and they splash huge amounts of water onto the ice, which splashes the seal into the water, mm-hmm. and that's how they get them.
And I think this pod of orcas has learned how to run almost up on the beach
mm-hmm.
and snatch the seals right off the beach.
Mm-hmm, I've seen and them do that. They kind of beach themselves and grab them. I've seen orcas do that.
Wow. Yeah. I saw a video about a guy that was on the beach picking shells.
That is a fake video.
It is. I thought it was fake.
And he got snatched by an orca.
Yeah. The video, it looks very real. It does look real. But I've looked it up. The actual video is of a whale, of an orca doing that to a seal on land.
But you know what?
And then they edited it to make it this dude that gets
eaten. Yeah, because do you think that would be real, like, on the internet when... The girlfriend's on the beach, and all of a sudden she's filming her boyfriend being ripped apart and eaten by an orca, and she never once flinches with the camera.
No.
I mean, it's like the perfect video. You know, she's watching it and screaming and so on and so forth. Yeah. I mean, nowadays, though, it's really hard to tell, especially with AI out there and everything, too. So,
well, a lot of things that people do, too, is take voiceovers of other videos and add it. And so then I never know, like that one, there's one that's like, can I pet that dog? And I don't know what the real video is. I think it's of a child wanting to pet a bear. but I don't know because I've seen like other videos.
Like you don't know what to believe. What's real?
I don't know
and what's
which one's
not.
Real and which one's not. But people use that sound all the time.
Well, speaking of sounds,
let the games begin.
If you can identify this creature, we're going to set you up with a book. You can go with that, which is a Chicken Soup for the Soul on dogs or cats. And the cat one, by the way, is What I Learned from My Cat, 101 Tales of Our Favorite Felines, and the same on dogs. You can go with The Collapse of a Water Bowl from Talking Pets. You can go with Vitacraft Lick and Lap Snacks for your cat, or the purr sticks. Those are the ones you break apart. You can go from Good Pets Foods. You can go with a triple of Daily Probiotic Hip Joint Plus, and multivitamin to try as supplement treats for your dog. Or you can go with the pendant of a frog with earrings. It's actually kind of cute. We have the CD from Gino Sasani about reptiles in cold blood. Nope, not killing your grandmother. It's actually has to do with reptiles. And we do have little booty socks for your small dog if you want to go with them in the color green. 818-818-6401 if you can identify this creature. What creature makes that sound? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Take a guess, and you could be a winner. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. Dr. Katie, the liver is the largest organ in a pet's body with approximately 1,500 functions. And the liver plays a central role in digestion and conversion of nutrients, removal of toxic substances, also key components of the blood, and storage of vitamins and minerals. But can you, what is liver disease in our pets?
That's a huge subject, John.
Well, the term liver disease covers a wide range of conditions, like you said, in which the liver is functioning at less than peak efficiency.
Exactly.
So there's no way a human or an animal could live without a liver, correct?
Nope, no.
So, and to what I understand, in animals, the liver is kind of like one of the largest organs in pets.
Yes, and fortunately, we don't see a lot of liver disease, but we do see it in association with toxic ingestions. So things like sago palms here in Florida cause horrible liver failure. Some medications like non-steroidal anti-inflammatories can cause liver disease. Infections aren't very common, but we can see infections that affect the liver.
For humans, you get liver disease a lot from drinking. So your pets really aren't drinking.
No,
so,
they're not.
So their liver is probably pretty okay on from that, at least.
Oh, you hope they're not drinking, but I've seen where people give them drinks, and that's not a good idea. But, hey, we're going to take a break. That animal sound is out there. What makes that sound if you know what it is? It might be something that we just talked about. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure, we can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver?
Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
I'm Daisy Charlotte here with the Talking Pets Rewind. One of our favorite games here on Talking Pets is
Name This Animal. Jim, what was that animal sound?
I'm going to go with a bear.
I would say that you are correct.
Thank you very much.
Here's another one, and it's still out there. If you can identify this animal. It's a big animal.
It's like a bullfrog.
You think it's a what?
A bullfrog.
Oh, Jesse. You're wrong. Sorry, Jesse. Good try, but it is not a bullfrog. I said a big animal. A bullfrog's not big. And we're going to go out to Ralph in Lewisburg, West Virginia. And Ralph, you think you know what kind of animal that was?
A moose.
I would say that you are correct. Congratulations. It is a moose. Was it the hints, or did you notice that that sounded like a moose?
Yeah.
You know it sounds like one. Have you ever heard one? Like, are you a hunter or something?
Oh, no, no, no.
That's a man who knows his animal sounds right there.
Huh? Should we try a quickie?
Oh, Johnny.
We are on camera. Okay, let's see real quick if somebody can get this. Oh, Jesse again. What do you think it is?
I think it's a bear.
You think it's a bear?
Yeah.
We did the bear thing.
The bear's done. I gave that away.
We only have like a minute and a half left, so I'll give you a second choice because we did the bear one. So what is it? What do you think it is?
Four hogs. Wild pig.
A pig? A hog?
Yeah.
Ah, Jesse. I gave you two shots. Incorrect. Sorry, Jesse. That is wrong. All right, so we're going to go out real quick. Oh, Jesse again.
Jesse.
We love you, Jesse. But
love you, Jesse. Go ahead, dude. Man.
Only because we got like 10 seconds left. Jesse, give that animal real quick. Jesse. Jesse. Where are you? What is it?
What?
Jesse.
I don't.
No, it's not an owl, Jesse.
Well, Jesse, that's all the time we have for this Talking Pets Rewind. Call again soon. I'm Daisy Charlotte.
We'll talk to you again.
Gorilla!
Very soon.
Gorilla!
It's yes! A gorilla!
Yes! Bye.
Panama City, Florida. A charter boat captain in Florida was sentenced to a month in jail for poisoning and shooting dolphins. Federal prosecutors said 31-year-old Zachary Barfield killed dolphins by shooting them as well as by poisoning bait fish with pesticide. Authorities said he was frustrated with dolphins eating red snapper from the fishing lines of his clients. It was alleged Barfield shot at least five dolphins with a 12-gauge shotgun, one of them confirmed killed. According to authorities, one time he shot a dolphin in front of two children. In all, they say he poisoned between 24 and 70 dolphins, likely causing more deaths. Barfield's sentencing follows his guilty plea to 3 counts in February. He was also fined $51,000. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Dr. Katie Meyer.
I've been called many things while I've been here. I've been called a Jap. I've been called a dolphin killer. thanks to that wonderful documentary called The Cove. Yeah. Yeah. If Blackfish, there's Blackfish too, but I was called a dolphin killer based on The Cove. The Cove, right? If you haven't seen it, it's a documentary about people in Japan who capture dolphins and they either eat them or sell them to water parks, right? Yeah. And it takes place in a region of Japan that I'm not from, but that doesn't matter, you know, to certain people, because documentaries empower people, right? Especially this one lady at Trader Joe's. We were in the canned fish aisle, you know, and we got to talking, and when she found out I was Japanese, she freaked out on me. Right? She was like, oh my God, you are a dolphin killer. I just watched The Cove. It's insane what you guys do to those dolphins. You kill them and you let them rot, or you eat them, or you sell them to water parks. It's really evil. You should tell your family right now, do not support that. You are a dolphin killer. You guys are dolphin killers. I was like, lady, do I look like a fisherman to you?
Well, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. This is the animal sound that we were putting out, and out to Carol in San Marcos, California. Hey, Carol, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
We're doing good. You know, that's so sad. I don't know if you heard the story about the dolphins, but, you know...
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine. I think the dolphins are like one of the most gorgeous creatures on this planet.
Me too. They're just amazing. And when you watch them, like when you're on a boat,
yeah,
and they go by the bow, and oh, they're just awesome. Beautiful.
And they've been, there's been so many cases with them that they actually saved humans, like in shark attacks, because they warn the humans of sharks, or else they'll bump into the sharks to actually get them away from the humans. So. And then here we got a human being actually shooting and poisoning them.
It's sickening. You know, they are very intelligent. Dolphins
they are. Extremely. Yeah. So what creature do you think that sound was that we played?
It sounds like a sea lion to me.
I would say I'm going to give it to you. So it's a seal. So I'll go with that.
Well,
so,
aren't they seals? I mean, I didn't know. I just know I've seen and heard a lot of them on the beach.
Oh, yeah. In California, I'm sure.
Yes, and they can be very dangerous. I knew a girl that got, she was petting one. I don't know why, big one. And it bit her in the leg and did.
Well, there's no surprise on that one.
Yeah.
You know, and you guys in California, too, on the beaches there, you had not too long ago a lot of dolphins and seals that beached, and it was because of, the warming of the climate and, the warming of the water. And it was causing, yes, like, toxic algae blooms, and it was killing a lot of the creatures.
Right.
So
that, and we have a lot of sewage that I don't even go in the water anymore. It comes up from Mexico.
Wow.
Just raw sewage. So that kind of, to me, I think that might be part of the algae. And then the corals also has some kind of disease.
The bleaching.
It's not the right color.
Yeah, the bleaching of the corals, and that's been happening a lot as well, and that's also due to probably, like you're saying, toxins in the water, but it's also due to the warmer climate and the climate and the warmer temperatures in the water. It's just very sad. It's just like, you know, as human beings, we're supposed to be the intelligent species, and you know, you think we would learn to do and not to do, but we just keep making it worse.
That one problem has been for so long, but now it's really out of control. I live in North County, San Diego, up by, you know, Oceanside. But down in San Diego, the air is even toxic because of the sewage. It's, like, really, really bad down there. I don't go down there.
And those are the things that we should be looking at taking care of, like, and we should be taking care of issues like that rather than some of the issues that our government is taking care of.
Oh,
because
unless we find life
on Mars, we have nowhere else to go.
Right, and I don't buy into that.
yeah, I don't know. I just don't. It'll be way past our time, I think, before they can do something like that.
We were put on this planet for a reason, and it's made perfectly for humans, and it's not. I just don't think there's another climate or, the oxygen, all of that stuff. I just don't buy into it. But a lot of people, they want to go live there and stuff.
Yeah.
No, thanks. I'll stay here.
It'd be a lot different, though, once you get on some type of ship and you go there and you find out, you can't go visit your family and your friends and there's no animals out there because...
And no trees, no greenery.
It would be a difficult life.
These things are very much part of what we need. And we give off the CO2 and they give off oxygen. I mean, we work together, the plants.
Well...
I'm a big plant person.
Yeah, me too. So... What do you want to go with, Carol? Something that you haven't won before, if you have, but pick something. We have the dog books, cat books from Chicken Soup for the Soul. We have the earrings and the pendant on frog. And we also have the cat treats from Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or Purr Sticks. And we have the dog treats from Good Pets Foods. It's a triple sample there. And we do have booties if you got a small dog or if you want to try putting them on your cat.
I think... that I'm going to go with the chicken soup for the cats because...
Got it coming out to you.
My family has cats. Not me, but some of my family. They have
I've got three rescues, and one of them is sitting on my lap right now. She has to be part of the show every time we do it. So she's sitting here taking my mic away from me because she's like, I'm the one that matters here, not you.
They're amazing.
they are.
They're entertaining. Very entertaining.
Well, we're going to get the cat book out to you. And Carol, thanks so much. And thanks for the conversation. I appreciate that.
Thank you, too. And keep up the good work.
Thanks, Carol. And stay on the line and speak with Sydney so we can get your address. And we'll ship that out to you in San Marcos, California. That's Carol out there. And she's the winner. And this is actually... the sound of a sea lion. So there is a, well, they're different sounds, but they're still water, creatures. So I gave it to her on the seal versus sea lion. But, and the sea lions are bigger.
And which ones have ears? I always forget.
I think a sea lion.
Is it?
I don't know if it's actually the sea lion or the seal. Let me ask my cat. Shadow, which one has ears? Sea lion or seal? She doesn't know either. That's a good question.
Yes, sea lions have external ears.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
And seals don't.
But it's little flappies.
It is sad what we're doing out there
they
in the ocean.
They have ear holes, no flap.
Right.
But a sea lion has a flap.
I want to ask you, Dr. Katie, when we were talking about liver disease and everything. So altered blood flow to the liver due to heart disease or congenital or acquired abnormality can cause problems with the liver. And during the break, Lexi brought up a really interesting question. If a dog or a cat has a liver issue, would they turn yellow?
Yes.
Same as a human
Same
being.
Same as people, because the yellow is from bilirubin. Mm-hmm. Bilirubin comes from the liver. All livers, I don't care what animal it is, produce bilirubin. And that's what makes... The bilirubin starts backing up and makes you jaundice and turn yellow. Mm-hmm.
So can you explain what feline hepatic
lipidosis
is? Thank you.
It's fatty liver disease. So what happens is cats, often overweight cats, that for some reason stop eating enough to maintain their normal metabolism rate, they start mobilizing fat to create energy, but instead of using that fat to make energy, it gets redeposited in the liver. So they get lots of fat deposits in the liver, and it reduces the liver's ability to function. So those cats, they start losing weight. They're not eating. They're lethargic. They may turn yellow. It is a treatable disease, but not easy.
818-818-6401. If you have a question, medical or behavior, pick up the phone and give us a call. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Katie Meyer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
Talking Pets. Come on, do it with me.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet. Fresh asparagus. Hollandaise on the side. A filet. Medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair. Close your eyes and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed two significant animal cruelty bills into law at Big Dog Ranch. Trooper's Law and Dexter's Law, enacted following the tragic cases of two Tampa Bay dogs, aimed to enhance the protections for beloved pets statewide. These laws represent a crucial advancement in fighting and preventing animal abuse, particularly during emergencies. Trooper's Law addresses the abandonment of animals during natural disasters. It makes it a third-degree felony to restrain or abandon a dog outdoors during such an event. Violators face up to 5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. The law was prompted by the rescue of a bull terrier abandoned and tied to a fence along Interstate 75 as Hurricane Milton approached, leaving the dog vulnerable to the rising floodwaters. A Florida Highway Patrol trooper thankfully saved the dog, and the rescue shared on social media garnered millions of views. What would possess you to do that? It just makes no sense, said Governor DeSantis, reflecting on the incident. Florida will not tolerate cruelty to animals, especially in times of crisis. Dexter's Law tackles aggravated animal cruelty by introducing a sentencing multiplier, increasing penalties for severe abuse. The law also mandates that the Florida Department of Law Enforcement publish the names of convicted animal abusers on its website, promoting public awareness and accountability. Dexter's Law is named for a shelter dog who was found decapitated in Pinellas County just days after being adopted. The dog's owner, Domingo Rodriguez, was convicted of aggravated cruelty to animals and unlawful disposal of a body. Governor DeSantis emphasized the disturbing nature of such cruelty and the need for stronger laws to protect vulnerable animals. The implementation of Dexter's Law on July 1st and of Trooper's Law on October 1st signals Florida's strong commitment to combating animal cruelty. These laws aim to prevent future abuse and reflect a growing recognition of the importance of animal welfare, particularly in times of crisis. These critical laws, embraced by communities throughout the state, strive to encourage a shift towards respect and care for animals. They emphasize the importance of nurturing compassion for all living beings. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Marked by ash, she believes what doesn't kill her only takes more time to kill her. Then she smiles as she paints her lips and does her lashes, stunning as a taxidermy victim in a silver cage. An area brought from the country, stuck in dumb amazement like a dog who's told to levitate. This smashed number one goes to her lover in the belfry, singing like a bird in flames and headed for the window pane. In the coming years, let's try and milk a fortune off them. I think we're qualified by now. Where you are.
So I found this song, and I thought it was very interesting, because if you listen to the words in the song, it's all about animal abuse, which was an interesting song to put out there. I'm telling you, there's a song for everything out there. You just got to find it. So I want to ask you about liver disease again. So people know what to look for. What are some of the signs of liver disease in their pets? And would that also qualify the same way for dogs as in cats?
Yes.
Okay.
The signs of the beginnings of liver disease are pretty nonspecific. They're going to be the signs that your pet is just not feeling well, lethargic, not eating. They may do some vomiting. If it goes on long enough, you're going to see weight loss. And we talked about the jaundice. The white parts of their eyes are going to turn yellow.
So medication-wise, if you start to see that, do you, like, when you see those signs, automatically take the dog or cat to a vet?
Yes.
But it can be cured, I think you said?
Well, the liver is an organ that can repair and regenerate itself. So that's a good thing about the liver. The kidneys, not so much for comparison, once your kidneys...
I know that, personally.
Yeah. But the liver can sometimes repair itself. So if we can keep our pets alive and support them with good nutrition, and there's medications like Denamarin that can support the liver, and give it enough time, sometimes things get better.
But you said...
nutrition is the most important thing, and especially cats with fatty liver disease often have to have feeding tubes placed so we can easily get nutrition into them without force feeding them.
And where does that get placed?
A feeding tube?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes we can put feeding tubes in the esophagus, in the neck.
Is that permanent or is that?
No.
No. Okay.
No, it's just the ones that we put in the neck, the esophagus, last for a couple of weeks. And then there's a way that you can put a tube right directly into the stomach. That's usually a more difficult surgical procedure, and they can be good for months.
So what happened if for some reason the average person had to do that with their cat or dog and put that in there, and somehow they bumped it or it moved or it ripped or whatever? Couldn't an animal become septic?
Usually we don't send those animals home until there's pretty good healing around the stoma, the hole where the stomach feeding tube goes into. At that point, even if you bump it and it falls out, there's enough healing that everything's sealed. And no, they don't get septic.
Good to know. So if you see yellow in your dogs or cats like that, lethargic, so on and so forth, take them to your veterinarian.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, I'm John Patch.
Dr. Katie Meyer.
Lexi Adams.
Congrats to Carol out there. We gave it to her with the seal, sea lion kind of thing. And by the way, spay and neuter your pets. Help control that pet population. And if you are going to adopt a pet, please go to your local shelter or rescue and adopt one in your environment. This is Talkin' Pets. Baby, bye, bye, bye.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.